was playing with toys.
What kind of toys do you like?
Bears.
Little Christian is one of the many voices of Pre-K4SA. He's a 4-year-old whose mom is a kindergarten teacher. She says not only is she getting to take Christian out of daycare, which is expensive, but she's excited he and his friends will get a jump on learning their ABCs, their colors and shapes.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of colors do you like?
Blue.
It's definitely going to help their vocabulary, their comprehension, I mean, everything, their math skills, their writing skills. And especially coming into kindergarten, that'll be a big help for us kindergarten teachers out there.
That was one of the criticisms of Pre-K4SA, that it would be too much like daycare. And Rosie Rodriguez, who I talked to during voting for the measure back in November, felt that's not a good use of taxpayer money.
Because I feel that they already have pre-K half a day, and I think that's enough for pre-Ks. All day is more like babysitting.
Other people believe the program was too rushed and not enough was known about it to make a decision either way. But for many others, today is exciting. Frog Street Press is the primary curriculum that combines technology with old-fashioned techniques, and it gives parents a way to track their child's progress. Mayor Julian Castro, who put his mayoral tenure on the line for this, expects greatness, but wants to see hard evidence of it too.
San Antonio should know that we're not just hoping for success. We are actually measuring whether or not this initiative is successful. Every year, there will be a data report comparing how well these students are doing to others. So people will be able to measure the value that they are getting by investing in these 4-year-olds through Pre-K4SA.
Eric Smith is one of the master teachers, the only male hired by the program this year in that role.
We need this in our community. We need more kids in pre-K.
Smith comes from the Judson ISD and says he also feels the weight of such a highly visible program, but he says that encourages him.
Really what I'm doing is I'm not thinking of just this year for these kids or for any of my students. I'm thinking of, you know, them graduating high school. I'm thinking of them and they're going to college. And so you're just starting them on that path, but you have that in mind all the way through, not just 1 year.
Teachers will be making an average of more than $60,000 per year. Mayor Castro stands behind that because he says the teachers will be expected to do more, and that includes mentoring and coaching teachers in districts across the city. He criticizes the state for not doing what San Antonio did, make early education more accessible to families of 4-year-olds. That's why he wanted to make it happen here.
I'm convinced that when we look back on Pre-K4SA 50 years from now, that it will have played an important role in changing the educational trajectory of this city. There's no magic bullet. By no means is this going to solve all of it. This is just one part of it. But what's happening in the year 2013 and these coming years is that we're changing the educational trajectory of this city for this coming generation. And I guarantee that when that story is written, in several decades, that Pre-K4SA will be part of it.